From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, July 23rd.
Coming up, Congressman James Gallagher is citing new UC Davis research to make his case to end federal protections for wolves.
Also, a new state rule could keep the power on for more Californians during dangerous heat.
And Redding picked a temporary city manager following the sudden death of William Tarbeau over the weekend. We'll have the details just ahead.
But first, North State Congressman James Gallagher is urging the Senate to advance a House-based bill that would remove most gray wolves from the Federal Endangered Species Act. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports.
Right now, gray wolves are federally protected in California and much of the lower 48. That means people generally can't harass, capture, or kill them. Gallagher wrote to Senate committee leaders this week saying the bill would return wolf management to the states and could lead to more options for North State ranchers when wolves attack livestock. He cites a new UC Davis study estimating cattle made up more than half the summer diet of two northeastern California packs. Researchers couldn't tell how much came from kills or scavenged carcasses. Opponents of the bill warn of unnecessary wolf killings and object to a ban on court challenges. California's protections on the wolves would remain. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
As California approaches peak fire season, Governor Gavin Newsom touted the state's investment in firefighting resources at Sacramento McClellan Airport earlier this week. The state launched three new satellites for fire detection earlier this month. Newsom also says the state has invested in cameras that use artificial intelligence to detect wildfire ignitions.
We're getting phone calls not from people to 911, but we're getting alerted by those cameras and artificial intelligence before even one phone call is made.
CAL FIRE officials urged Californians to prepare their homes for possible fires this summer by clearing brush near their homes. There are currently four large ongoing fires in the state. They are burning in Colusa, Yuba, Inyo, and Lassen counties.
Californians who haven't paid their utility bills will be protected from power shutoffs if temperatures reach 90 degrees or above. The California Public Utilities Commission voted to approve the new standard late last week. CalMatters' Molly Peterson has the details.
The new standard drops the shutoff threshold by 10 degrees. Before the CPUC's vote, utilities could shut off power for delinquent customers even if it was 100 degrees outside. The commission wrote that the temperature threshold for shutoffs needs to be more protective, accounting for regional differences in heat tolerance and more. While a 90-degree day might be routine in dry inland cities like Bakersfield or Fresno, it could be dangerous in coastal or mountainous communities where fewer homes have air conditioning and people are less acclimated to the heat.
In other things to know today, the trial of the man accused of starting the park fire is continuing this week. According to reporting by KRCR, CAL FIRE investigators testified Ronnie Dean Stout II arrived at the spot where the fire started just minutes before flames were first reported. The Chico Enterprise Record says witnesses described Stout as intoxicated that day, while security video showed him buying malt liquor that morning. Stout testified he did not drink before the fire began. He's pleaded not guilty. His next court appearance is tomorrow, the anniversary of the fire. Also, the Redding City Council has chosen a temporary city manager to replace William Tarbeau, who died unexpectedly Sunday. Michael Webb, the current assistant city manager and director of public works, will lead the city in the interim while a permanent replacement is found. The council did not say what the timeline for the search will look like yet. Tarbeau was selected last December after a months-long search. He had been on the job since February.
And lastly, Shasta County says it mistakenly disclosed protected health information for 11 people who had submitted pesticide reports. The county announced yesterday that the records were released without redactions in response to a public records request. The breach happened in January and was discovered in early February. The county says it knows of no misuse and is reviewing its privacy and security policies. Those affected were urged to monitor their credit and consider placing fraud alerts.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, July 23rd. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.